Telling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten, how are you?
I'm good. And it actually does look like summer, doesn't
it? I know.
It?
It's starting to warm up. It's starting to feel a bit festive.
It was playing with our emotions a little bit the last couple of weeks.
We're just pretending
it wasn't quite going to come.
We're like, no, we want this summertime feeling. And that's kind of what you've brought us today. What are we talking about?
Yeah, so I thought I'd do summertime. Normally this time of year, you know, I get so tempted to do Christmas, but you can't do that every year. We're going to do summer songs, which turns out is a really weird collection and not as straightforward as I thought.
Is it okay. a genre? This is the question.
Well, no, it's not a genre. I guess it would be a playlist, you know,
a
collection. And I guess with Spotify now, you know, people are creating playlists.
Yeah.
But one thing I learned in looking through all these songs, they're really different depending on location.
That's interesting.
There seem to be urban ones and, you know, the sort of American inland ones, you know, with rivers and cotton fields, you know what I mean? Like, because I grew up in California and then, you know, the rest of my life in New Zealand, it's very beach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
summer equals
most
beach.
Of these songs we're listening to aren't beach.
I'm going to hit the first one. Drums, please.
This was the top of a lot of people's summer lists, but and while I love it and I think it's an awesome song, it's not a New Zealand summer. This is an urban summer, you know? He goes to the mall and, you know, a lot of people like to roller skate to this song, you know?
Yeah.
It's this, because they're from Philadelphia, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. And although I read this hilarious blog that went through all the lyrics of the song and tried to clock in how much stuff he did that day. And it's like, because then at the end of the song, apparently says he's been waxing his car all day. And they're like, no, bro, you weren't.
You were doing all these other things.
This so barbecues, it's another thing.
Yeah.
So, and think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. That synth line is very iconic.
Yeah.
So it kind of gives you like an interesting cultural insight into what summer iconically means for different places.
Yeah, I've learned a lot that it is so different. Because, you know, some lists had like, you know, Beach Boys and, you know, that sort of surf music, which obviously for a lot of people is not their summer.
No.
And then, I guess sort of comparable to this song, the sort of African-American summers, Public Enemies Fight the Power.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's not a happy summer song. That's about the heat and racial tensions about to explode. I'm like, oh yeah, that wouldn't be good at your barbecue. You know, like, so watch out for those summer playlists. I would say try to create your own because everyone's summer is so different. And then, ones like Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the old dude at the bar with the Hawaiian shirt summer, which again, is not all of our summer.
So when was the song from?
So this one is 1991. And DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Well, I love the sort of history of hip hop's in the title because it's got the DJ's name first.
Yeah.
They used to be the priority.
Yeah.
And they really did sort of bring pop rap, you know, because hip hop can be super specific and narrative storytelling.
Yeah.
And these guys sort of, you know, really helped push it, and that, well, where it's remained is actually in the pop charts.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Instead of this sort of, you know, more sideline thing for specific communities.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so to have a summer jam, you know, that's really,
it's a big deal.
Introducing you, yeah.
That pulls you into the mainstream in a big way. To get me a short set. Yeah, I got on
sneaks, but I need a new pair. Cause basketball. And while we're on the sort of subjects of African American sort of summer music, just didn't fit with my summer. 2019 Megan Thee Stallion Hot Girl Summer and Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
So that was so interesting, though, because that came out in our winter and it was like the meme of the internet for this whole period. And it was sort of like Hot Girl Summer everywhere while we were all rugged up.
Yeah, so I think that's
thermals.
Why I missed my boat. You know, like, I'm like, that's a cool song.
But you might, like, it might have a revival
in our
summer. Hemisphere.
Well, yeah, that's true. See, people are feeling it. One I liked, I guess because it's from my era, is the Fat Boys' Wipeout, 1987, that took the old Beach Boys song. Now, let's move to the white music. I know you guys, you know, I always got to do my political thing. Bryan Adams, Summer of 69.
Oh, yeah.
God.
You know, but again, not everybody's summer, but you can still feel that warmth. I mean, how do you create raising the temperature and the music?
When you just said that, the like guitar sound of that song immediately came into
my
head.
And we all just turned a little whiter, I think, just for thinking about it. Don Henley, Boys of Summer, is it?
Oh, my Lord. These are some deep cuts.
But these are some real classics for...
Yes.
Some people, you know?
Some people's list, and again, I don't associate this very summery because they're all wearing leather jackets, is Grease, Summer Nights.
That's
interesting. And it's in the title, and it's shot in L.A., but... Those guys are wearing their black leather jackets.
It's
on
a
beach.
Romance song, you'd think.
One of the things that maybe ties all these tracks together, pivoting very strongly in the genre direction here, but is it that nostalgia thing? Is it like summer equals nostalgia? There's a sort of element of that a lot of these tunes.
You're right. A lot of them are really located time-wise. I mean, like literally summer of 69.
Yeah, yeah.
And then here's a fun fact. The transistor radio was invented in the mid-50s, and that's what made, you know, you could have music at the beach besides like a live band, and that totally changed, it totally changed popular music, and I would think the summer beachness was a big thing of it.
Yeah.
So the transistor radios, I tried to look up what an actual transistor was, but that was too complex, but you guys are radio people, but they've gone out now with, you know, then the 80s you had Walkman and...
Your boombox and...
Yeah, and your boomboxes, and now we've got, you know, our phones. But being able to take music with you is how we got that soundtrack with us. You know, instead of you watch a movie and you say, yeah, that suits that location, we were able to create it ourselves. And I think that burst of summer songs, you know, like in the 60s, is from post-transistor radio.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny because I know the song is called Sunny Afternoon, but... It doesn't feel very summer.
This is British summer.
This is summer with a jacket.
Yeah, because British summer is different again. You know, they don't have the sandy beaches. You have like the piers and the...
Nick has texted in about Britpop being a very good sort of crucible for a lot of summer tunes. Knocked out some great summer tunes. Dodgy's Staying Out for the Summer, Teenage Fan Clubs, Ain't That Enough. Boo Rayleigh's Wake Up Boo. I mean, you
see, those are British summer. Maybe that's why we don't.
It's also that big festival sound as well. That equals summer for some people.
Right, you're right. In that northern hemisphere, the festivals. Yeah, because they're not as beachy. It's about sort of sweltering, stifling sometimes.
Yeah.
It's got almost a negative, you know, people going a little crazy.
The kind of Glastonbury, like mud up to your knees, even though you're also sweating.
It definitely is a huge way people group music. Like, how many summer mixes or summer playlists are there out there?
That's right.
So many.
Oh, so many. I was just pouring through them.
That must be one of the most popular. That and, like, my chill mix. My chill playlist.
You're right. You know, and then the third would be your depression one.
Someone says Trans Am. Play in the Summer smashes them all, and somebody else has said Bobby Goldsboro, Summer the First Time, was huge hit here around Christmas many years ago.
Oh, I don't know that one. No, I gotta look that up. I love Seals and Crofts' Summer Breeze, and then there's an OJ's version. But that's your sort of weedy one. Blowing through the jasmine in my mind. So, yeah, but what you're saying, Tess, about the summer playlist, I just don't recommend just turning one on at Christmas.
Make your own.
I think you got to make your own because
you never know what you're going to get.
There's some awesome summer mixes on outside of Spotify on other platforms.
Yeah, but you got to check them. Are they, a Caribbean happy palm tree one, or are they this British sweating in the urban centers or going with DJ Jazzy Jeff to the mall to buy some cool shoes for the barbecue?
Yeah, I mean, it's a classic thing, though, for, like, gigging DJs as well.
Yeah,
you're going to be, like, playing a bar in the summer, and it's hot if you're in New Zealand.
Well, and I guess it's a good direction to go if you don't want to do the Christmas song. So even in your home.
Someone's saying NZ Summer, Nesian Mystic, and I just feel like that really hits home for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's on because, you know, that... One thing I learned in New Zealand, so the white people all had batches and they were gone and Auckland was empty.
Yes.
The Pacific folks were here. And Nesian Mystic, It's On is about that being in the summer. It's a little empty. The streets, you know, Auckland's a lot more chill place in the summer. Now a lot more of us don't have batches, so we're all shifting to have a Nesian Christmas now. So this is Bananarama.
Bananarama.
Because I want to say Bananarama.
Bananarama. But, I mean, they were an English group. This is A Cruel Summer is the name of this song.
And then here's the weird irony. They went and filmed this video in New York. That was their sort of iconic, oh, let's film it there. New York's the place. I'm like, New York in the summer is supposed to be gross.
Yeah.
Well, Public Enemy talked about everything exploding. So, yeah, the video is all filmed through Brooklyn. And just gossips the side. Bananarama, one of them is Andrew Ridgeley from Wham's long-term partner.
Oh.
Another one was a long-term partner. I think they split up a long time ago with Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics.
Oh.
Yeah, so they were all part of the sort of 80s, you know, cool new scene. Wave British scene. This one, I think, translates a little more. But still, it says cruel.
Cruel summer. They also have great hair. That's also a tangent,
yes,
but
they
Bananarama.
Don't look them up. But yes, the cool hair.
Somebody's texted in for Summertime by Fun Boy 3, which also has Bananarama in the backing. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that either. Frank Sinatra, Summer Winds. Put that on your list. Stick with that.
Mungo Jerry in the Summertime?
Yes.
How many people have covered that song?
Yes.
So many. It's funny. I feel like I'm living through my very specific summer music, and it's not this.
It's really interesting,
it's very
though.
Very different.
It kind of has, in a way, that Great American Songbook thing we were talking about last week of there are some songs, depending on where you're from, that are like the summer songbook almost.
Yeah, you're right.
But they don't necessarily, as you say, Tess, translate. Because I imagine there's not many people outside of New Zealand who have Neige and Mystic on their summer playlist.
And it doesn't have the word summer. Like, it doesn't say summer, but for us it does
summer.
Because it's our summer experience.
Misty Frequencies by
huge.
So just when you mentioned Mungo Jerry before, those sideburns. If you've never heard of Mungo Jerry, those are some non-summer sideburns there.
Huge sideburns, yeah. There'd be some sweaty sideburns.
But for some people, any like Bob Marley is summery. You know what I mean?
I would put that into probably mine as well.
So
for sure.
I recommend making your own summer playlist because some of the ones online are not going to suit you.
Well, I've enjoyed this little dive into...
I know, I'm sweating. Does everyone feel warm? I swear it lifts the temperature.
It might be the studio.
This person's made a really good point. They've said they remember particular summers by their soundtracks. Like when every tent was wafting K&D sessions at the gathering, there's specific summer music, but there's also specific summers in time.
Yeah.
That's a very nice observation.
I definitely agree with that strongly.
Hard out. Kirsten, thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful summer break.
Yeah, all of you too. Have a great summer and listen to music and stop enjoying it and think about it.
Exactly.
Hopefully I've ruined music for everyone.
In the best way possible. Kirsten, we'll see you in the new year.
Okay.
Have a great break.
All right.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
All right.